This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Monday, December 5th. Can you believe it? It's already the 5th.
Of December, by the way.
Remember the 5th of December.
That's what they say.
Thank you to MeUndies for sponsoring this episode.
Yeah, dude.
We just got a MeUndies fun pack over there.
Yeah, I had some Christmas lights.
There are some dope
Christmas sweater
new
pattern
threads. It's holiday time, which means you do need to get people gifts, unfortunately. That's sort of the rule of the holidays.
Gift giving and receiving is actually one of my favorite parts of the holidays. So
it's actually the receiving that I love the most. The giving I can do without, and I often do without. I haven't given a gift in 6 years.
And I've taken several that weren't supposed to be given to me.
What better gift to give to the If I Were You fan in your life than a MeUndie? Huh? That's like an inside joke that you can wear.
Mm-hmm. And it's comfortable.
They have four new styles for this for December. Snowflake one, the Christmas lights one, the ladybug one. They're all available if you go to MeUndies.com. And if you go to MeUndies.com/Amir or /Jake, you get 20% off your first order.
Gotta love it.
So if you use the coupon code, you can help us out. Then you get the gift, give it to somebody else. We're helping you out. Then they get the underwear. It's like a triple win situation.
They've been helped out.
Everybody's been helped out because the comfortable is stylish. The underwear is stylish. The underwear is affordable, and the underwear is comfortable.
And the style is comfort. You know, I went home over Thanksgiving past week.
Yeah.
And I wore a pair of old Hanes.
What?
And it was abysmal.
Yeah.
I went to the gym and afterwards I didn't put on MeUndies. I put on a pair of my old underwear that was still at my parents' house. And oh my God.
Yeah.
It's despicable. It's
like
crazy.
Wearing a shirt around your crotch.
At the end of the day, they were so stretched out and baggy and loose and gross.
So upgrade your shit or upgrade a shit for some loved ones in your life. Go to MeUndies.com/Jake or MeUndies.com/Amir for 20% off your first order. Holiday season is upon us. Shipping is free in the U.S. and Canada. Save some money. Get someone a good gift. Support the show. Support yourself. Enjoy this episode. Carnot was in the house. And I think things got very, very real.
Dope.
Awesome. Let's get started.
I ain't worried about Kobe. I ain't worried about the Game Boy. I'll email Jake and Amir because I love those koi gois. The only advice podcast hosted by these two Jews. I want to talk to the smoke show, but I don't know how to. I know you'll make fun of my question, and I think I can handle it. Unless Ben Schwartz is on the podcast and he'll ask you something real quick. You just gotta see the cheese, 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 cheese. Mom, turn down the podcast, please, 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 please. You just gotta see the cheese, 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 cheese. Mom, turn down the podcast, please, 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 please. It's If I Were You show. It's If I Were You show.
Very trill.
That was so bad.
Mike Carnell coming in hot.
That was dude. Cyberbullying out
Come
the
on.
Gate.
That was, listen, I respect the passion for the show, but that was bad, right?
We're not going to just let him that slide. Actually, let me read this guy's email because it's really funny. The guy who wrote and recorded that song said, "My name is Frankie. I can't sing for shit, but right, I wrote cool. this song and wanted to submit it.
All right, I got respect for Frankie then.
It yeah. does sound
it is
like,
bad.
It sounds like he recorded it like without wanting anyone in his house to
yeah,
know.
Yeah, like he was in a closet.
Sounds a lot like yeah. Take One to me, Frankie.
Mama sees the cheese. What? Nothing.
I have to redo it.
I'm on the phone with my fucking friend. Remember when you had a landline and like you're talking to like maybe a boy or a girl, and then you hear like someone pick up the phone and you're like,
oh, yeah.
Hang up. I can yeah. hear you silently breathing.
I know you're listening. Mom!
Remember the fucking crazy shit that you used to do? Like you would call somebody, and then the two of you would call somebody else and like,
oh, so it's call like, waiting, so it wouldn't
yeah,
ring.
So like I would call and be like, hey, do you have a crush on Abby? And they'd be like, yeah.
You would do
and
that?
Abby's on
are
the
you
phone.
Fucking,
oh, what? I didn't do that.
You never did that
you
shit?
You did that? Like called people and asked about crush?
That's, literally that's with actually Abby. Illegal. That's yeah. illegal what you did.
Oh, oh, yeah.
You're a fucking punk for that.
I was talking about like, hey, call me while I'm on calling QVC. So it's call waiting. So the phone doesn't ring.
It would be me and the Rosenberg twins trying to find out how we're going to get to the movies. And
did
that's
you,
it.
Did you guys ever prank call?
No, I don't know. I was never a big prank caller because I would
or
just like giggle.
Crank call,
you know.
For
I had
short.
The crank. I did have the Crank Anchors physical CD as a kid.
Or Jerky Boys.
I mean, I was never a pranker.
I remember doing a prank where I would call Baskin Robbins with my not Baskin Robbins. I would say I'm Baskin Robbins. We would call people and be like, "Hey, for $31,000, can you name 31 flavors in 31 seconds? Go!" And they'd be like, "Oh, chocolate, strawberry, vanilla." 31 flavors in 31 seconds. Do you know how prepared you'd have to be to get that right?
Cherry, vanilla,
mint, chocolate chip, rainbow sherbet, orange sherbet. Holy shit, he did it.
Oh my God. We have to
you
fucking...
actually have to give him money.
I'm sorry. You win.
Mom, can I have $31,000?
And that's the ultimate scheme. Hey, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
Jake.
And we're here with Mike Carnell.
Hello.
Host of his own HeadGum podcast, Twinnovation.
Great show I do with my two our mutual friends, the Rosenberg twins.
That's right. And you've been on this show before.
Once before, yeah.
Welcome back.
Happy to be here, bud.
Do you remember the first episode we did?
Yeah, well, I remember it was right around like the Warriors like losing to the Cavs.
Oh, yeah. It was like a sports question about yeah. like an abusive, emotionally
abusive.
She's
like, my boyfriend gets really upset when the Warriors lose. I think I'm going to be fine because they were up 3-1. And we read it after
shit.
The finals. We're like, yo, did this... Like, what happened with this relationship?
Oh, yeah. You know, I emailed her, like, hey, is everything okay? And it bounced back.
Oh, no.
Naylor Damon got in the way.
I went to her Facebook, and it was just one of those memorial walls.
Yeah. She ended up responding, like, don't worry. At the very least, he's a huge Hillary Clinton fan. And I think, like, everything is going to be fine.
What could go wrong?
After
November 7th.
All right. So we got some more questions from more people. The way it works is people are confused, scared, anxious, so they email Jake and I. We try to answer their questions as best as we can. Sometimes it's just us. Sometimes we have a friend in the house. Today we have my roommate for tonight, Mike Carnell.
Yeah, actually, thank you again for letting me stay. I am going to be staying with Jake tonight just because we have an early
what?
Departure for our road trip.
Baller. Yeah, buddy.
That's what's up. But it's just an early, you know. Thank you again for letting me stay.
No doubt.
Your new TV remote is fucking bonkers, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, I bought a new TV, and if you guys haven't bought a TV in the last 6 months, now remotes are like basically another TV. It's
the
like a cell
changed.
Phone.
It's a iPhone 7 Plus size.
Remote. Yeah, it's an Android-type phone, but it's the remote.
You tried to show me your TV last night, and it was dead.
Yeah, it took me an hour and a half to charge my remote.
You can't even turn it on like while you're charging it?
I can use the actual remote, like the cable box remote that I've been using.
Oh.
But if I want to ball out and use the Android remote, I have to charge it.
Bullshit.
All right. So this question is from a lady. Do you have a lady's name for us, Mike?
Priscilla Jenkins.
Holy shit. How long have you been sitting on that goldmine?
PJ.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Easy on the LaCroix while recording, bud.
LaCroix
while recording.
LaCroix while recording. No LaCroix while recording.
You and I did have a conversation late last night for, I think, like 15 minutes where you just had your mouth guard in.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be very quick. Like, I came in late. I was like, hey, thanks for letting me stay. And then we just ended up talking. And the whole time,
mouth
guard
in.
I had grind guard,
yeah. Did you make fun of it at all?
No, I let it slide because we were having a good conversation and good time. I didn't want to, like, ruin the vibe.
At first, the grind guard was a like huge sore spot in my life, and now like I wake up and I don't want to take it out. I love it. It like, I don't know, it kind of makes me feel like a basketball player, even though my ankle hurts and I can't even walk.
Yeah, you're not very athletic.
My favorite, one of my favorite voices that you do is, it's not even a voice, I guess, it's just your actual voice with the grind guard, but you do like ultra confident guy with grind guard.
That's why I didn't say anything last night, because you were just like, I was like, he hears through. Himself and he knows he's not acting like anything's wrong.
Yeah, I just had a lisp for an hour and a half. I should do an episode of the podcast with the grind guard.
Oh man, it'd be really funny.
Hashtag grind guard if you want to see that happen. Listen, if it gets trending,
30,000 retweets.
If it gets trending on all of Twitter,
or not even internationally, it could be like a national grind guard.
What if it's
trending.
The number one trend on for like at any point during the day? When this comes out, hashtag grind guard.
Yeah.
Will you do it?
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
For sure.
Start the campaign now.
Priscilla Jenkins?
Yes.
Right. I've been in love with my boyfriend for a couple weeks now, and we've been together since August. That's right. I plan to tell him I love you for the first time on his birthday dinner, but then I decided I wasn't sure I wanted to say it. I was afraid, scared, etc. I'm actually writing this now after this all happened. Haha. Anyways,
what?
We hadn't seen each other for a few... Jesus
guys. Christ.
How many LaCroix did you have?
LaCroix.
Holler at LaCroix. we hadn't seen each other for several days, so I'd say we were both horny and DTF. The physical and emotional chemistry that we had led us to getting intimate, and with the L word on my mind, I blurted it out during sex.
Oh, no.
For the first time.
That'll happen.
In the moment, I said sorry, and we didn't stop having sex. Actually, we ended up fucking harder, and we had the best sex I've ever had. Afterwards, while lying next to each other, I did decide to tell him that I do love him. He didn't reciprocate, which is okay. I said I know it's early, and I said there are no rules. He's had a lot of girls burn him, and not many girls have cared for him the way I do. And he's just not there yet. I really feel embarrassed and like I messed this whole thing up. Did I mess up? Would you be freaked out if you were him? Did I just ruin sex for him now because he's going to equate sex with me having said I love you? Is this a really bad first start at love? Hmm. Help! By the way, I'm 27 and my boyfriend is 25.
This is her first time saying I love you to someone?
I don't know about that, but it's definitely the first time she said it to him.
25-year-old dudes are tough, dude. They want to just be living it up.
Yeah.
Very few 25-year-olds want to be locked down.
That's scary. It's a scary thing if you don't love someone to hear that. Because then it's like, it goes from like, I can break up with this person and sort of be all right, to like, oh shit. I'm going to hurt this person.
Yeah.
They love me.
Yeah.
I don't even love me.
Right. When somebody like uses the word love, like when somebody's in love with you, it almost like elevates you to this position that you didn't want. You hold too much power.
Oh dear.
I don't think she fucked up though. I think that like it's totally, I think that it's not even close to as serious as she thinks it is.
I can understand why she thinks it's the biggest deal in the world.
Yes, I totally get it, because she actually loves this person and is worried that she's going to lose him. I think that it's fine, and if, like, I would just not bring it up ever again.
Including ever saying I love you
like,
ever again?
Don't, like, see what happens in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Well, now he knows your feelings, so you don't need to, like,
the worst thing you do is pressure him to say I love you.
Yeah, so... You said it. You can stop saying it for now.
Now he knows. It's in the ether.
Do you think they fucked really good because he was trying so hard to come and get out of there that he was just like going, as hard as he could?
Oh.
He's like, I got to get out of here.
Or is good sex for her the opposite? Where it's like, wow, it lasted forever. He was so emotionally distant.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
He probably got caught. When she said, I love you. He probably got caught up and was like, fuck yeah, somebody loves me.
Because,
you know, you get, you're at 100% confidence when you're fucking.
But if he didn't say it back then, that's not a great sign. Because that's like when you're at your most emotionally invested.
It's tough to spring that on people, man.
Well, she said, sorry right after. I don't know if I would like, if somebody said, I love you, then they said, sorry. I wonder if I would keep on fucking.
It's such a big moment, but I don't quite. Do you remember like your I love yous, your first I love yous? For some reason, I don't.
I refused to tell Kristen Robine that I loved her in high school.
And wow.
I like,
how long were you going out with
her? This is the, summer going into college, I'd like just lost like 50, 60 pounds. Was like,
You were looking good.
Was looking good.
How'd you do that?
We had, I just like started running like 3 miles a day and only eating chicken and broccoli and like no carbs for like a year.
Interesting.
It's funny when people ask like, oh, you lost 50 pounds. How did you do that? Like, what's your secret?
Stopped eating like a fucking raccoon.
I had a bad year of never eating delicious things and I lost 60 pounds.
But it's a pretty complicated history. The history with like the first girl that I fucked. Mm. You know it. I slept with Jake and I both's former ex-best friend's ex-girlfriend.
Ex-best friend's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, and this happened, you know, once she became our girlfriend.
So
he became an ex-best friend.
So you started dating a friend's ex.
He thought that we were hooking up. Like, I didn't like her. They were dating. He was like, you should be nice to her. I was nice to her and was hanging up. He thought that we were hooking up and, like, we almost got in a full fist fight on a train.
Like James
on the
tee
on the way home from a Red Sox game that we all went to.
No shit.
Like a full shoving match, almost got in a fist fight. And I was like, fuck you, dude. I'm not doing anything. And then turns out she was trying to fuck me and I didn't realize it. And so we weren't friends and all of my friends told me to like fuck her. I said, no, not until you. I was like, if you're not going out with Matt, I'll think about it. But so basically this drove him insane and he like dumped her and then was like, spreading rumors and lies about me. So I was like, all right, I'm just gonna like fuck this girl that you're telling everyone I already fucked then.
We get so many questions like this situation.
Yeah, I was like, well, if you're gonna tell everyone I'm fucking her, I'm just gonna fuck her, dude. How do you like that?
I've heard that before.
How do you like them apples?
Yeah, so I was like, okay, fine, I'll just do it.
The rumor informed the reality.
So then we dated for a while, but and she said I love you, and I just like refused because I knew it was exactly what you said. I knew that I didn't love her. And I was like a freshman in college. I was like, yo, I'm trying to fucking go nuts here. Are you crazy? I just lost all this weight. I'm not trying to get locked down. So I was just
you
like,
you want to see me get fat again?
I didn't eat chicken for you.
Yeah.
You think I like broccoli?
Yeah. I was just like, I won't say it. She's like, I was like, I won't say it. I've told someone I don't love you.
So they'll be like, I love you. And you're like, I don't love you.
Right
I don't
now.
Think. Yeah, I've never ever responded to "I love you" with like, well, not me, but
I had to, dude.
You got in trouble once for reciprocating in the moment.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Someone said it. I
first
no,
name. Give me a first name.
Middle I'll initial know. And or soch.
Give me a freaking first name.
Can
dude.
I mouth it to you?
Yeah.
You. I don't think you'll remember. Can you just edit this out and I'll say your name?
Can you bleep it?
Well, I don't want to. I might forget.
I don't want to put in any extra work.
Yeah. This is a real intimate moment. Jake and Mike have now left the room.
Oh right. Oh yeah. Okay. I wasn't really. I don't think I was living in LA. You were doing your own thing. I remember.
I said it first.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Oh, you were so overwhelmed with emotion.
Well, at the time we were like
fucking said we were like, it first. Well, dude.
God. It's more than that. Like we were on drugs and we were at a
that'll
major,
do it.
Yeah. And we were at a Major Lazer concert. And Major Lazer said, grab somebody and tell them you love them. Oh. And we were like dancing. And I just said it because I don't know. I was fucking, I was
how many times
my
have I told you
off,
don't
man.
Listen to Major Lazer?
Yeah. don't always do what Major Lazer tells you to do.
If Major Lazer told you to jump off a bridge, and they will in their next
My
single.
Now fiance, the first time I told her I loved you, I was with you rolling my face off on Molly.
Where was it?
At that house party. I like flew in. I was going to say I love you that week and
at
I like planned
party.
It. I like flew in.
How long were you together?
Not that long.
Like
maybe
3
like,
months?
Maybe
months?
Like 3 months. So
what house party was it?
I flew into Brooklyn. We started at Jeff and Amir's old place.
Oh.
Above the Chocolate Factory.
That's right. They were still there?
And then we went to a house party and I was like, I'm going to say it. The Molly fucking popped in and I was just like, yo, I remember going to you. So I was peeking. And I just like grabbed her face. I was like, I fucking love you. And then she said it back and we just like made out. And it was just like, great.
That's great.
Wow, that's a great
But it was on Molly, but it was like totally, I was planning on doing it anyway. So it was like all good.
And then what about like the next day? What do you say to like at night, in the morning?
It's great. You keep saying it. It's great. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It feels really good.
You break the seal.
It feels really good when someone reciprocates it and you don't have to worry about that.
That's not necessarily what this girl's going through.
Right.
When you break the seal and you're both saying it, that's a beautiful thing. When you say it and somebody's like, I'll get back to you.
Yeah, what a weird moment.
I think that she's going to be okay. I would just like not bring it up.
Yeah, because like the worst thing that you could do now is
dwell.
Yeah, is to dwell and to like pressure this person into saying it when they don't feel it.
It'll only be a big deal if she makes it a big deal.
That's correct.
It's not like he's going to like forget. He's basically hoping that she doesn't bring it up for a while.
Would you say be well, don't dwell?
Yeah, that's a good advice.
You do well not to dwell, for sure.
Do well, don't dwell.
Be all well, right. Don't dwell. Priscilla?
Priscilla Jenkins.
PJ, chill
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Let's get a guy's name.
Okay. Roy Matherson.
Wow, very cool. Roy Matherson, and that's all his first name, right?
Yeah.
Roy Matherson. Let me cut right to the chase. I'm in quite a moral quandary.
Okay.
I was on Bumble today, and who do I stumble Bumble upon? That's right, my best friend's current girlfriend. This, of course, immediately brings up the moral dilemma. Swipe right or swipe left? Neither. In utter disbelief, I anxiously close the app. This itself might have been a mistake, as I closed the app before obtaining proof of this girl's possible transgression.
Mad stupid.
You guys, what do I do? Do I tell my best friend his girlfriend might be searching for a sordid affair without being able to prove my case with hard empirical evidence and risk the chance that he doesn't believe me, or worse yet, potentially believes there's some maleficent motivator behind my confession? Or do I wait to see if I can find her again on the app, acquire that sweet, sweet evidence? Or should I not say anything at all?
You got to look out for your boy on this one and get that screenshot, dog.
So you
it's too late now.
Would you say before, if you saw...
Go back on there, find her. Do not leave the app until you find her. Get the screenshot and tell your boy.
So you wouldn't tell your boy before the screenshot?
If he really likes her, he's not going to want to believe it.
That's really true. To the point where you wouldn't even tell him.
What about just like taking her phone at some point and being
stealing
like,
it?
Yeah.
And being like, what is this? And then she's like, we're looking to find a girl so that I can fuck your
two
friend.
Fucking
two
fucking theatrical.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's also plenty of reasons that people in relationships have those apps.
Right.
Like they could be
too
just
theatrical to grab
thing.
Her phone, I think.
Yeah. You want to sort of steal it in a quiet moment
I
rather
think you
than
just
theatrically grab
yeah,
it.
Yeah. You have a nice moment. Be like, hey, man, are you in so and so cool? Is it going all right?
Yeah,
are you guys,
why
like,
did you
open?
See her on Bumble?
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't believe me without a screen grab.
She's
so.
On a Bumble date right now.
She's on her way here to meet me.
So you say you got to find her again. Have you used these apps? Were you?
I don't really. I put together what Bumble was during the story. I didn't know what it was.
Wow,
it's
what is it? Tinder?
It's basically Tinder.
What's the difference?
Guy can't message the girl first.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's an interesting wrinkle.
That's actually, yeah, it's just like a better Tinder for girls.
But
yeah.
If he's in a huge...
Safe place.
If he's in a huge city, there's a chance he might not ever find this woman again. It's that vast of a sea.
Well, they also got the mutual friend thing. That probably... Doesn't that usually bump people up to the front of your queue?
I'm just saying, there's a possibility he can't.
If he doesn't tell him right now, then he can never bring it up for the rest of his life. Then he dies with that secret, as far as I'm concerned.
He could plant the seed in his friend and just be like, hey, I think I saw your girlfriend on Bumble.
Isn't that weird?
Do you want to do some investigative work on this?
Is that insane, or did I do that?
Now, you could be like, yo, you should just like, you never promote snooping, but at this point, she's a known.
What about a little Photoshop
potential cheater?
Here's what you do. You Photoshop it, and then it's a picture that she doesn't use. So he shows her, like, is this your Bumble profile picture? And then she could be like, no, that's not even my main profile picture. And he's like, how did you know that this is
how do you know
your
what your profile pic is?
Then she's caught in the
it's
act
so
of
theatrical.
Lying. And then ideally it's on a stage so you can spotlight her, raise the house lights.
Here's all the guys who have swiped
alone.
Right on you.
Boyfriend's
you
alone
whore.
In the audience clapping.
Well, well.
Bravo. Bravo.
Encore.
She's just like, all right, I'm going to dump you.
Wait.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
I love you.
I went through way too much trouble instead of talking to you.
Dropped 5 G's renting the theater out.
Speaking of, we have to get out of here. There's an afternoon show of Les Mis.
There's a line between, like, if you were to rank all your friends between how close you are and how far you are, from, like, best friend all the way down to acquaintance.
Yeah.
Where would you draw the line of, I tell this person that I see
it's
his
a good
girlfriend.
Question.
Ooh, yeah.
Seven, probably. After
seven,
that, it's not my fucking
in.
Business, and I'm not, like, here to get into your
so
shit.
So where do I land? I'm dating someone.
I would
someone.
Definitely tell you. 100%.
If I was dating someone you would and you saw her, you would have told me?
Yeah, I won't tell you your exact number, but suffice it to say you're in the area where I would tell you.
That means I'm a seven.
Or higher. Or higher. Set between 7 and 10.
No, you would have said higher.
No, man. Come on.
You're,
then
dead,
you knew
you're dead seven, dude.
I'm the bar.
I don't think you could tell people who are like fucking acquaintances.
Right. Like, would you tell Marty?
I would tell you guys.
Oh, that's what you do. Yeah.
You tell the closest seven or higher.
I know Marty doesn't listen to this, and he's like, fuck, I'm a six.
that's the best he could be. Marty could be right under me, for all I know.
I guess I would. No, I would tell Marty. We're tight. We're cool.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Marty?
Why aren't you answering?
Marty, you tell me, right?
No.
All right, that's fair.
Well, what's your number, Jake? What's your cutoff?
I'd probably start doing what you said, like, tell people that are close enough that they would be the right person to, like, let somebody know.
Yeah, case by case. Yeah. It's hard to say.
I mean, it's going to come back to you, though, if the shit goes hits the fan.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Who told you that?
I guess it's...
Fucking Jake?
I can also...
Hurwitz?
Yeah. I can also see a world where...
He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. he's a whore.
Can't you also see a world where you're just like, oh, I'll just swipe left and pretend I didn't see anything. Now my life is just as dramatic and
not
no
for my boys
deal.
That are from 7 to 10, dude. I always got your back.
Is it possible that it's just a girl that looked like that girl?
It's possible.
Well, no, they same show name. Shows you like, same name?
Name and
oh,
age.
It's only first name, though.
First name and age and... looks like her.
I mean, you got to take a screenshot. Like, it's not a bomb. It's not going to explode. Take a screenshot the first time. You
really
idiot. You're an idiot.
In conclusion, you're
you
an
fucked
idiot.
Up.
You swiped her.
Now get back there and get
so,
the evidence.
Mike says, go back, get the evidence. Jake, what do you say?
I think I'm for going back and getting the evidence. But if you can't, I think you can say to your, if it's your best friend, you could say straight up, I saw your girlfriend on Bumble.
Yeah, right, I think I could come to you straight up.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be like, prove it. I would... probably take you at your word.
Yeah, I'd be like, don't make me. Come on, man.
I have the screenshot, but I don't want to have to show it. Come on.
In fact, I'm going to delete it as a
joke. Jake, I need you
face.
To just go break up with your girlfriend. With
no evidence, dude. Just come on. Let's hit this road trip
it.
And let's don't look
the
into
grid
it.
And don't come back.
That is a tough little prisoner's dilemma. I think I
what do
would.
You do?
I think if it was best friend, you got to just say.
What like, number do you cut off at?
I cut off at 10.
You wouldn't tell a 9 out of 10. That
your
their significant
friends.
Other. If someone's a 9 out of 10, you're friends with your
without
like,
evidence?
Close.
No, I don't tell them.
Well, but in this situation, you have the, you're the one that saw it.
Because there's a chance that they are closer to their lady than they are to me. I'm only
9 out of 10?
Yeah, 9 out of 10.
So you wouldn't tell me, I'm assuming I'm not a 10. You wouldn't tell me if you saw my fiance like fucking
that's
around.
That's a little different because I know your fiance too. So I would definitely not tell you.
Oh my God, dude. You're fucking, hey, guess who just got bumped down to a 5?
Whoa, I'm still in the top half?
Yeah, you're not a bad guy. You're letting me crash. But
it's just morally gray.
Now I'm going to let you, bad things happen to you and not protect you.
Like the squirrel.
I'm going to fuck your girlfriend, man.
All right, cool. Let's take a break. Thanks some sponsors. We'll be back with more Mike after this. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional-looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's it's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Anti-movement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay, yeah. I wouldn't. But so it's fitness, more of a fitnessnah.com Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Hey, we are back. We are back. We were just talking about John Gabris' episode on Twinnovation on our episode last week.
The shitter shredder.
Yeah, his shitter shredder idea. The whole episode was great. We already promoted it, recommended it, but let's do it again.
Thanks for the Mike bump.
No doubt. And I think we can even put, there's a really funny stretch of a few minutes in there that we'll put at the end of this episode to whet your appetite so that you can go back and listen to Gabris on Twinnovation, because I think it's high comedy.
Yeah, and like, the three of us, me, the Rosenbergs, and this time Gabris, take a turn pitching inventions.
Right.
We go around and pitch our one invention for the week, and this was Gabris talking about like his invention, which is like, well, listen that to episode. The episode.
But it's for toilets. It was like watching witnessing a perfect game. Like, it was such a fun.
He's the perfect compliment because he's like another like I need someone to balance me out. Otherwise, yeah. I shouldn't be the top dog. And I consider myself the top dog.
You are the top dog on that show.
It was so nice. I like had a bigger brother in the room. It felt really good.
And it was,
your own twin for the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really was like two sets of twins.
And we all realized, the four of us on air realized that our favorite food is wings. And then we recorded Gabris' podcast right after that, which isn't released yet, about
wings. I think it
wings.
Will be when this comes out.
It's an hour and 15 minutes of just wing talk. And we order wings and eat wings. And now we have a text thread where whenever we eat wings, we send each other photos and talk about what's good and bad.
Did you change the group name to the Wing Dings?
Oh, that's probably a good idea. There's no group name, but we should.
Yeah. I texted Gabris as I was listening to your show. And I was like, this episode of Twinnovation is amazing. And he wrote back. He's like, yeah, I love all those guys, especially Carnell.
We just click, dude. He's just like my brother.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I heard you say that story to Jeff, and he's like, you said especially Jeff.
Oh, yeah. And I said the same thing to Dave.
Up, dude.
You said especially Jeff to Dave.
Yeah.
Shit. What were we talking about earlier that I was like, this could be a good story for the podcast?
I was telling you about that squirrel.
Yeah, you had a fear of squirrels.
I don't trust them. They're not to be trusted. They're like fucking fat rats.
Always hiding acorns.
They can climb. They're fat rats that can climb.
It is funny that we're so afraid of rats. If I saw a rat in my backyard, I'd be like, holy shit, what the fuck is a rat
if
doing?
If you saw a big rat, you'd know why
we're
so afraid.
But if it had a bushy tail, it's fine. It's if it has wings, we're good because it can
It'll
fly
bite
away.
You and you'll get the plague.
Oh, but squirrels don't have that?
I think they do too. That's why I don't trust them. We don't know. They won't tell us what they have. They won't tell us.
For Christ's sake.
A squirrel's never gone on record.
What is big squirrel hiding? All right. Do you want to answer some more questions?
Yeah, I loved the first half.
Hell yeah.
I don't like that you're sipping on that La Croix again.
I know. You know it's bubbling up. Can you tap my back until I spit up?
No La Croix while you're laquarding.
That's good. all right, another lady's name. Middle fingers up. Another lady's name.
Jesse Abernath.
not Abernathy?
No.
Just Abernath.
They dropped the Y at Ellis Island.
I like that. Less Jewish, for sure. Hi there. A few weeks ago, my best friend's cousin came to visit her for a week. I ended up hooking up with him on the first night of the visit, as he's a very affectionate guy. We ended up hooking up more and acted sort of coupley, cuddling, hand-holding, etc. for the rest of the week. Now he's gone home. He's in the UK. I'm in Canada. And he texts me 24/7. He calls me every day.
Oh, God.
He seems to think like we're in some sort of crazy LDR relationship, which I did not agree to. So here's my question.
Jesus Christ.
How do you break up with someone from across the ocean when you weren't even dating them to begin with? I can't just ghost because he's my best friend's cousin and they're really tight. Help. Love the show. What's her name?
Jesse Abernath.
Jesse Abernath.
I mean,
have you ever been on either side of this thing? Instant love, affection, romance?
I broke up with, remember Michelle?
Yeah.
I broke up with her. We were doing long distance.
Yeah.
But that was like a serious thing.
You guys had said, we are going to be other. Long distance.
Yeah.
Did you ever like accidentally back into a long distance thing?
How about your current relationship?
That's also started long distance, but I loved it.
That was, remember when we were in Israel and there was that girl that I like spent a couple days hooking up with.
It's like camp for grown-ups. You meet someone on this.
This tattoo on my wrist I met on a trip when we went to Poland to visit Eddie.
Really?
I like spent 5 days courting this girl, Joanna.
Did it work?
We made out. We couldn't fuck. Jeff kind of like, me and Jeff had a big fight. It was me and Jeff visiting Poland. And we had he went nuts one night.
Because he liked her?
No, he was just like being a fucking jerk. And he like purposely sabotaged my plans.
That way.
No, he was. We like talked it out the next day because we had to travel together. And I was like, what's your fucking... I was like, that was fucked up, dude.
Jesus Christ.
We're all good. Sometimes your boys like let you down. But it's truly bliss when you're on like a week vacation.
Yeah. And I remember I went back... We like, as we were leaving Israel, I was like talking to this girl about like, oh, you're going to come and visit me in Brooklyn. Like, and then, we're like texting and emailing. She's like, are you going to like kiss anybody else while you're, she's like, I'm afraid you're going to kiss other people you're back in New York. And I was like, oh.
Record scratch.
Definitely am going to.
I am.
I'm kissing someone right now.
Birds that are flying in the air just take a swan dive into the ocean.
Into the pavement.
That same Poland trip, Jeff and I, this sounds fucked up. Might have told this on Streeter's podcast. We like picked up a girl at Auschwitz.
What?
I hooked up with her, but like we like flirted with her and brought her back to like
you,
our place in Poland.
You flirted with someone at a concentration camp?
She was on our tour.
And Hitler tried to squash life out of people in it. So it's nice.
Incredibly respectful during the tour. There was absolutely no flirting or anything. But there's one bus from Krakow to Auschwitz.
Jesus Christ.
There's one bus. And this, like, after our tour, this bus didn't show up. And, like, it's kind of raining. And you can't really complain about it, like, kind of raining on you at Auschwitz. Because, like, they didn't even get to wear shoes. Like, they took their shoes away.
That is the worst thing about Auschwitz, the fact that they were barefoot the whole time.
So we kind of, like, cuddled. We kind of, like, walked over to her because we'd been standing there for an hour. And we're like, hey, what's up? Like, what's your deal? She's from Finland. And we're like, hey, we're just going to get a cab before it's too late so we can just get home and we'll just pay for it. Like, whatever. Do you want to join with us since we're all going back to Krakow? She's like, totally. And we took this, like, weird taxi ride through, like, Polish villages. The cab driver's, like,
ghettos.
Showing me photo albums, like, while he's driving with his knees. And, like, Jeff's in the backseat not knowing what's going on. And I'm, like, freaking out because it's, like, rainy, small car. We get back and convince her to not take her train out of town.
Jesus.
Come out drinking with us.
It's like 1938 all over again.
Yeah, and so she came out drinking, and then like we tried to bring her back to Eddie's apartment.
Oh, boy.
Which was like a studio apartment he was already sharing with his boyfriend at the time. And then the two of us were crashing, and we brought a third person. He's like, get the fuck out of here. So we like kind of hooked up outside the apartment, and then she like went back to the train station. But she messaged me on Facebook, and it was just like very – it was like a
nut. Are we together?
She was just like, are you going to come to Finland and visit me? I was like, no.
But did you say no? Or were you like, yeah?
I was like, yeah, sometimes you should come to LA. It's nice and warm.
So that's the thing. Does this person deserve hard truth? Should she be like, listen, man, it's not going to happen with us?
I mean, the texting
I was
going to
say that you could ghost this person, even though they're friends with their cousin.
Yeah.
How close are cousins?
Well, they'll talk about it. She basically still feels a connection. Like, this guy can... still reach her through the cousins. So
I think you can
when
just
you
keep
go
respond
someone,
less and less, and maybe at some point your friend is going to be like, hey, are you ignoring my cousin?
You're saying fade away.
Yeah, I'm saying a fade away.
Definitely fade away.
See, I would say, this was just sort of the difference between us, I would say just like, hey, I can't really do this right now. And then like that cuts it off But
there was never anything established to not do.
No, yeah. but he, for whatever reason, he got that feeling.
Well, no, so yeah, sure, he got that feeling, and he's trying to set this precedent of we're going to talk this much, and I can call you.
Right.
And you just fucking stonewalled. You set the you set the different precedent, that you respond to one text every 2 days, and that you don't answer any calls.
No, I think that'll get him upset, and he'll like...
Who cares if he's upset?
No, I would say you're
what
one...
What the fuck do we owe this jabroni?
I think you send him one...
Me and Mike are going to... Like, we're going to the UK.
You send him one uncomfortably long text like, hey, listen, I know that we had an awesome time. I don't know if I can keep talking to you. I feel like what we had is done, blah, 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 however you want to phrase it, but I can't really respond to you that much.
You know, that's
a
like,
weird text to send, maybe, but then he gets the message instantly and he stops texting as much.
Yeah, but like, whatever. Just like ignore him. Don't even put in the effort.
Yeah.
Two options.
I'm 100% down to not even draft it.
And when the cousin comes, you can be like, hey, yeah, I'm sorry. He was like literally texting me and calling me all day. And I didn't want to hurt his feelings. I didn't know what to do. You're close to him. If it makes you feel better, I'll send him a text telling him like how I feel. But I figured it was easier since he lives in across a fucking ocean for him to move on.
But then if he comes and visits the cousin again, you don't want to have like broken up with him.
Yeah, let him smash when he comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not a breakup. It's just a pause.
Yeah, and in that if that cousin...
I think you hit pause without ever actually touching the button.
Yeah, dude.
I think the movie will end and stop and rewind and
and it's going to go back to the home screen.
If that cousin comes to you, just be like, hey, I like had a good time, blah, blah, blah. Leave it. Be soft with it. Don't cut it off. So when he comes back to Canada, he can smash, dude.
Smash.
All right. What did we call this lady? I forget already.
They fucked for a week. They must have some chemistry.
Yeah.
I believe, what was the name?
Ashley Tabernath.
It was
Jesse Tabernath.
Jesse Abernath.
Jesse Abernath.
Jesse Abernath. All right, we have time for one more question if you don't have to leave us quite yet.
All right, let's do it. I mean, now I'm hanging out with you guys.
Hell yeah. This is one last guy.
Okay.
From Toronto, if it helps.
From Toronto. Dimitri McMullen. Was that bad? Are you mad at me?
That's obviously somebody in my life who wronged me.
It's Amir's childhood best friend who died tragically.
When you shoved him into a subway.
Come on, get over it.
Let's call him Dimitri McFucknugget. This is a really good question. Are you guys excited?
Oh, yeah.
All right, this one's going to be good. I have a question that might be a tad too crude or rude for the podcast.
Okay. Whoa.
I really have no one else to go to help for this. Long story short, I want to give my girlfriend. What do you guys think?
I'm scared you're going to say a disease.
A facial.
Oh.
No, not a spa facial. The type you give a dime with your God-given
good
sausage.
Luck, bud.
I am a legit day one fan, and I don't think I ever have a question with a more important topic. One, is this normal to want? Two, am I sick? Three, will she be mad at me for asking? Four, have you ever done it? Ayo, Jake, I'm looking at you. Hashtag yes, dude. If so, how would you go about asking to do this or even doing it? To give you guys some context, we have been in a serious relationship for 3 years. We're both 27 and we have sex very often. I can't go to any of my close friends for fear of it coming back to her because we all share the same friends. My dudes, please help me with this, hopefully... sticky situation.
That's a tough stitch because when your friends know your girl, you can't be like, I want to come on my girls. Because every time they see her face, it's you like can't. Luck, Dimitri.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
P.S. This has nothing to do with disrespecting or domination.
Yeah, dude,
I know some people would think that. We have a very loving, respecting relationship. The last thing I would want or anyone to think is that this is about disrespecting or degrading her. I just find it so damn hot.
Yes.
Yeah, but that stems from like a dominant. Like, it's okay to like if you're into dominant stuff, like that's okay.
Yeah, he's just saying
this is a fetish.
He's saying that, but it's dominant fetish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure. He just doesn't want to.
But there are like you can trace
negative.
Lots of dominant stuff. Like it's even okay. Doggy style is kind of like a dominant.
Dominant's
sexual...
not negative as long as the other person's like comfortable and into
it. Right, right. As long as it's consensual dominance.
Do you feel comfortable answering the question? Have you ever done this?
I have done it to like one of my like an earlier girl I slept. It's like fucking weird.
Can
dude.
You name names?
No, I won't name names.
You won't even whisper.
First and last. It's like, you know, it's just not. It's kind were of like when someone titty fucks it? You for the first time. You're like, oh, porn lied. Like this isn't even cool.
Even
at least that's my
you?
Opinion. I thought that like titty fucking was the biggest letdown for me as a
titty
teenager.
Titty fucking is. I completely agree on titty fucking.
Oh really? My God. I disagree. What a I complete. It was great.
It's
titty
fun.
Fucking is to me that's like the biggest waste of.
Oh my
like,
God.
Jesus Christ.
What I didn't, a when setup I was, that porn did.
When I was
But it's so weird because when
younger,
you watch porn,
that was the best.
But when you yeah,
you got
exactly.
titty fucked and liked it?
I didn't get What does it mean to get titty fucked?
They
what
put their boobs together and they
you
make a tight circle.
You titty fuck them.
Yeah, I mean they or they could titty fuck you. It's basically
Oh, I see.
You know
them
what
fucking
are you,
you with I was thinking them doing it to my titties.
Right, no.
Them doing
You're so
what
insecure
to your
with your sexuality.
Them doing what to your titties?
Fucking me.
Who's fucking when he, you?
Well, that's
you
why say, I was confused. You yeah. said somebody titty fucked you.
Yeah, they
that's
took
that,
their.
That's
they
like,
took
that
their...
makes Amir think that like my dick is going between his chest.
Right? Oh, but no. I guess you could say they. A but, woman yeah. can titty fuck a guy with
yeah.
her titties.
The weird thing is when you watch porn, like it looks like they're amazing at titty fucking.
Yeah,
like it looks
that's
like
because
it works.
They're like drenched in oil.
Yeah, like it's lubricated. But they do an effective yeah. job
because it's slick. But like in real life, you're not covered in oil. You're like. If you're a teenager, you're in a fucking passenger car seat.
Yeah.
Someone's like spitting on your dick and like trying to make it. It just doesn't feel good.
It does. And like at the very best, it like feels pretty good for like three strokes. And then like somebody it's loses like, control of an
yeah,
appendage. And
just go to the vagina.
Anyway.
So you said you did it. You didn't like it?
No, it's just weird. It's like, I mean, also the person
bad.
I did it with wasn't like, it was like my idea, like this kid. But I was like a teenager and I thought, you know, porn like. Porn really fucks up the first like 3 years of your fucking.
Yeah,
like you really think that some things are.
Because you think pulled...
porn's fucked up all of my fucking forever.
Yeah, you got to lay off the porn.
Yeah,
porn
wait,
stuff doesn't
when,
work.
When you did it, did she ask you or you asked her?
I think like in the heat of the moment, I was like, a dominant move, and I was like, you know,
can I?
I don't want to. I don't remember what I said, but I bet you it wasn't like I don't want people to hear it because it's a really uncomfortable subject to broach. But it's like it's just not cool. They have it's like on their face and they have to clean up. And if they're not, there are girls that are super into it, I'm sure. But
right,
I mean, not.
I think
I think few and far between.
I think it has to be on them. It
yeah.
has to be them broaching it. It has to be them asking.
And if well, he's in such a like a respectful and friendly relationship, if he asks, she'll probably say yes. Just
what if
because
you wait
out of like trust
try?
And love.
What if you wait for the yellow light, which is her asking, is there anything you would like?
Well, that's what that's what I'm going to say. I think trying to like do it in the heat of the moment is like, if it works, then it's like, that's real nice. It's like hitting a, that's a grand slam.
You can pull it off. If you can pull it off.
Degree of difficulty dive.
Yeah.
If you can do it, you're going to win the gold.
There's like, it seems like there's a pretty high risk of like, oh, like, I'm going to come on your face. It's like, oh, get the fuck out of here.
Who the
instantly.
Fuck do you
no, you're
think
not.
You are?
So I think the way to broach it is to say like, what are your fantasies? Is there anything that you want to, like anything that I can satisfy?
Set her up, dude.
So
like for example, with me, I'd love to come on your face.
What's
well,
what
something
you're doing,
like that
I
mean, for you?
I want to come I on think, your face.
All right, that's not fair.
This is not something that has to actually be manipulative because just like you have a fantasy that you'd love to see fulfilled, she probably does too.
Yeah. Hopefully.
So you can, you should.
A one for one.
Yeah, you should want to know.
Oh, fuck.
So you should find out what her deepest, darkest secret fantasy is and see if you can fulfill
it. It's also very healthy to explore this stuff.
And when she asks what yours is, you let her know. And you don't have to do it with any sort of expectation, like, when I tell you this will happen.
Also,
don't be ashamed of wanting to do this.
The expectation should be that you can tell her without being judged.
What do you think the male equivalent is of her saying to him, all right, you can give me a facial, but I want you, this is my fantasy. And
I guess
then it's
like sitting on his face or squirting in his face.
Squirting in his face.
But that's so literal. I'm talking about something that's equally as like kind of dominant or a little
pegging?
Bit shameful.
Egg.
Oh, like getting fucked
pegging's
with
a little
dildo?
Fucking fart. I don't know.
I think that's too far. Maybe like fingering his ass or something.
What about blowing a dildo? Making
blowing?
Him blowing it something.
Oh, that's interesting. So like if she wears a dildo and she gets to basically simulate what it would be like for him to have a dick.
That's fucking real intense.
But
that's quite the
jump, that's why
man.
I don't think.
Don't you think that's because there's
no dildo? I don't think it's healthy. Like, I'm going to undergo this awful thing. So you have to do something awful. Then this relationship is this
that's
weird trade-off of like, all right, fine. You humiliate
I get
me.
To fucking
I humiliate
pound you.
No, I'm not saying he should do this or like it has to be equal. I'm just asking a hypothetical.
I think the equivalent is whatever she wants to do.
What you're saying is that there should be some sort of equivalency. Like,
yeah, but hers but I think might it be a lot less shameful.
Well, I don't think that's fine if we're agreeing to do it. We don't judge. There's no shame.
Yeah, it's not viewed as shameful. I think
we're
it's
agreeing
viewed as
to
hot.
Do this as a couple.
Right. Like this is something that this guy really, really wants to try to do. What's something that she really
she
wants
could squirt
to
in
do?
His face.
Squirt in his face.
I mean, I've seen people, that. When they love
by
somebody,
Google
they want.
Bonnie Rotten.
When you love someone, you kind of you want to try something new.
So there is this. So maybe the best advice is to say, "Hey, I got this fantasy. What's yours?"
Yeah,
I want
up.
To. No. What's your fantasy?
Well, I would say definitely. I would go so far as to say, like, "What's your fantasy?" Without like saying yours first.
And he
let it come back to you.
Dimitri should go
but
into this.
It's gonna be so. It's gonna be so transparent. She's like, "Why? Do you have one?" Well, I mean, I guess I really. Want
I have a bunch.
On your
I
face.
Have like a few. Well, yeah, it's so easy to sell. Like, oh, with you, I have a million. There's a million things I want to do.
Dimitri should go into this so knowing much. That there's like a, I mean, at best 50-50 shot that this works.
Yeah, I think I'd say
most girls
are not
would only do it faces. Because they love you and they know that you like it.
Right.
I don't think that, but very few will actually like it.
That being said, I think that having a fetish for, I'm lucky that this is not one of my fetishes.
Oh, thank God.
But having this type of fetish is like, it's probably better than, you know, like really wanting to get like fuck someone in the ass. Cause that's not just like a dominating thing. That's like a pain thing. That's like a, you have to
not
work.
Not necessarily a pain thing.
You have to like work to get it done though.
You gotta work. We can work from home.
Yeah. But this is like, it's more about like cleanup and I think probably reassuring somebody that it's not like a humiliation thing.
Just imagine that's like the real life. Have you done this? Did you answer the question?
You know, I have not.
I have.
You have? I mean, it's weird because it's not like a porn where you're like expecting it or the girls like in porn, they're pretending that they like it. You're like, in the dark, there's only moonlight. You like stand up and like come on her face, and then it's just like quiet, and she's like, "All right," and then like has to go to the bathroom and wash her come off her face.
It's happened to me in like different ways where mom turned it off.
oh fuck! I forgot, mom.
Your mom too.
Jake's mom turned it off.
They're
tell
sipping
my mom.
Tea, drinking, like listening together.
One time where it was like she asked like while. It, like while we were hooking up, like, do you want to come on my face?
Oh, then you like, go for that. Like, that's a great point. Yes. You got to
as soon
that.
As you finish that sentence, I was coming.
Yeah,
and then like the other time it was just like maybe during a blowjob instead of coming in somebody's mouth, and they didn't want
around
to
around their mouth.
Yeah, it was just like, you know, angled towards their face, and it like wasn't anything.
It was
I
almost
did.
Incidental.
Yeah.
What about
it's fine to have dominant fetishes.
What about doing it
like
I think it's so much fucking sexier to like come inside something.
Hell
it feels
yeah.
a million times
But if you're used to
better.
That, this is like the exciting alternate.
I am used to coming inside people's mouth and I still would choose it over.
What about doing
face?
It in a shower? I feel like that's the easiest cleanup.
How the fuck are you going to get to her to your dick level in the shower? How big's your shower? Oh, you have a big shower.
Thanks, man.
That's nice. I feel like the shower thing, that's a silver bullet if she says no based only on cleanup.
Yeah. Because I feel like, all right. It's
a rare scenario.
It happens would, but on your cleanup. Face and then instant.
Yeah,
instant.
But cum gets all weird when it gets wet. It gets like white and like harder and like gross.
You got to use a lot of
It's like
soap.
Worse. Doesn't it get like gummy when it's wet for
gummy.
You guys?
It doesn't. Yeah, it's not. It doesn't hold up well.
When
to
you
water.
Like jerk off in the shower, and then you, if it's like happens to be in your hand,
which is fine.
Nobody's
guys. Judging.
It gets like it changes consistency.
I
with
didn't
water.
Know that actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Good to know.
It'd be even worse in the shower.
Anyway, so that's our advice / DIY science experiment idea for you guys.
What was our final advice? Just like broach the subject honestly.
Yeah. Or either don't say anything or. Bring it up as like a conversation about various fetishes. Hey, let's have a conversation about what turns us on.
Maybe if there's like her birthday's coming up or
I know what I want to give you.
Or if there's a Valentine's Day, you're like, hey, it's your birthday. I'm going to do whatever you want. So then when your birthday rolls around, there's a little reciprocation. Mm-hmm. Sounds a little manipulative, but
well, that's what I'm saying. Where like it really doesn't have to be because you should also truly want to fuck your girlfriend in a way that she wants too.
Yeah.
It's worthwhile to know.
You're saying, do you give this an equal 50-50 shot like Mike does?
I think if he does it the right way, there's 100%.
100?
Him describing his relationship, him specifically, I want to change mine to like 90% because I bet that if he asked and she really loves them, she'll be like, if you really like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to let you do it. She's, we're going to.
100 is high. Don't say
90. 90.
Well,
90%.
What do I got riding on this anyway? I'll say 100%.
Jake, no. It's happening.
We're getting sued.
He has to break up.
Your Honor.
Sorry, said if you love me, there was 100% chance.
The esteemed court. Jake Herwood said 100%. My client did not come on his girlfriend's face.
I tried to tell him 90%. He wouldn't listen.
Mike's crying in the crowd.
We find your defendant guilty
of misstatistically representing the situation.
Lock him up. A bunch of jailmates coming on my face in the shower.
100%.
Oh, it's hardening up. It's changing consistency.
Amir was right.
They're gummy worms. All right. Thanks, Mike, for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having
coming
me,
on
boys.
Our face. Thanks for coming on the show. if you have your own questions or your own theme song submissions, that email address for everything is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Again, Mike, anything you want to plug beside your podcast?
Jake and I are going on a little road trip right now.
So you want to plug the road trip?
We're going to go to...
Well, have already commenced, finished, I should say, before
check our grams.
The episode.
Yeah, but you
out.
Can go back and like
check
all of
our
Instagrams.
We're going to go do a little California road trip.
Oh, a little
Death
Instagram
Valley,
trip.
Yosemite, San Fran, and
I
back.
Like, is this Mike Carnell at Instagram?
Are you almost saying...
Is that your name?
Yeah, that's my name.
Mike
it's
Carnell.
Mike Carnell. Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah,
handle. Right.
Instagram's Mike Carnell.
Is your name Mike Carnell? We've been friends since middle school.
I should really know before we go to Yosemite. The opening theme song, again, was written by Frankie. Oh, you know what? I never quite... He did want to plug something, and I totally dismissed it.
What is Pluggy? What is
could
Frankie
not have
got
been
going
a SoundCloud
on?
Page.
Yeah, he said he doesn't do music, obviously, but his Instagram handle is Frankie... Becerra. If you can't pronounce my last name, pretend the C is an S. Becerra. Frankie Becerra. So if you guys like that song so much, you want to see Frankie Becerra's...
On Instagram.
On Instagram.
Oh, that's rough, Frankie.
You loved his music so much that you need to see his photos.
What if, like me, you're like,
art.
That's bad.
Then you don't have to follow him on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Then you follow Mike Carnell.
And this closing one is written by Cameron.
Here we go.
Cameron?
Yeah, the rapster.
This is amazing.
Dipset.
Who does have a SoundCloud page. SoundCloud.com/Cameron-Williams-M.
Okay.
He's actually a beat maker, less than a rapper. Anyway, enjoy the song. Thanks for coming on the show, Mike. Thanks for listening,
thanks
everybody.
For having me.
And we'll be back next week.
Oh, also, Gabrus episode right now.
Oh, yeah. I was going to put John Gabrus on Twinnovation. A little taste, a little teaser of it at the end.
Put it before the song.
Before the song.
Come on,
man.
Dude.
All right, I'll do it now and then the song?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Very we'll nice. Do it right now.
Here's a clip from our Twinnovation episode with Johnny Gabrus where he
the
talks
song.
About the shitter shredder.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a problem with my shit. Like, I haven't taken a solid shit since I was like 11.
Come on, dude.
So I don't have to worry about getting the shit down. It's the paper that always fucks me up.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty thick now. I'm pooping pretty, but the squatty potty just shoots it right at me.
Yeah. I bought the squatty potty and I barely need it because I just am always just like, this is how I describe how I shit. If you ever watch The Deadliest Catch, when they pull the net up over the boat and they just like pull the thing open and it opens and crabs and boots and shit fall out like in one big shot, that's me. Yo, I have the window of my bathroom. I have my own bathroom in my house, thank God, save my marriage. But I have a window right there that goes out to the street. And one time I went in there, dropped my, I was like one of those like barely made it in, like just dropped. And it was like shitting as I squatted. And it came out like a fucking sneeze. It literally was like that. And I heard people go, whoa, that were walking by on the street. It made such a loud noise. They're like, oh. So it operates right as you flush.
A bunch of birds flew out of a tree. Yeah. If there was like a fucking bomb went off.
So somewhere someone was watching a water cup shake like in Jurassic Park.
But you have a his and her bathroom off of your...
You got it.
Yes, we have a
off
master
of the,
bath.
Off of the master bedroom?
We have a master
two
bath. And mine is the sin bin, as we call it.
Sarah and I just moved to a place with two bathrooms. Changed.
It's literally saved our lives. Because when you're married and you live with a girl for a really long time, it rarely happens, but once every 3 months, your shit lines up with their shower.
Yeah.
And it's like the worst part of your marriage is when you have to go, cover your ears, cover your nose. I'm just, I can't stop.
You can either get out right now.
Yeah.
Or I'm coming in.
Exactly. I mean, I've pissed in my sink a bunch of times back when I lived in Brooklyn. Yeah. Or pissed in a pint glass and then poured it in the toilet.
Kitchen sink or bathroom sink?
Kitchen. kitchen sink. The door's locked or whatever. But now with my own John, I think with the shitter shredder, I could shit confidently.
That was just as funny as I remember. Now that we're back, now let's do the closing theme song.
I feel like you're rushing through this.
Now, thanks everybody.
Bye. I thought we you show. When I got some time or I'm feeling low, one solution to your nuisance is the podcast show. Jake and Amir, Ace and Jocelyn, or maybe the pinch. Got some batteries in my Game Boy, this wait list I can itch. Monday or Thursday, to that hit come till it's dry. My friends call me every time, but I won't lie. Sorry guys, I can't come out tonight. Did you know a guy went to a Starbucks and he freaking died? I think of all the hours I spent watching these dudes. Now in audio form, they are taking over the tubes. Amir, make sure these audio levels are good while Jake's just sitting there. He's got wood. Lonely and horny is their new form of genius. Okay, it's not free. Sorry for the inconvenience. They dominate podcasting with their killer intro theme songs. Don't forget to write to us at ifiwereyou@gmail.com. All right. If I were you, show. Chicken.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.